Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 10th of October 2021. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We also go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations: on 1.865 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.670 by Ross, VK7ALH, 7.140 by Gary, VK7JGD, 14.130 by Dale, VK7DG, and 28.525 by Tony, VK7VKT. And you can also hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RTC in southern Tasmania. And accessible radio, accessible GD77 by Joe, VK7JS. Now, Blind Ham and software engineer Joseph Stephen, who is VK7JS from northern Tasmania, has been extending the Open GD77 firmware source project over the past year. This firmware runs on a Radio Oddity GD77, GD77S, Baofeng DM1801, DM1801A, and RD5R handheld radios. Joseph's version of the firmware, known as Accessible GD77, to distinguish it from the Open GD77, adds dozens of new features and fixes over and above the official Open GD77 firmware. While it is designed primarily for blind and low-vision amateur radio operators and those with dexterity issues, it is also used by many sighted amateurs. Some of the features it offers over and above the official Open GD77 firmware include the ability to reorder and delete channels from the radio in the field without a computer, a one-handed mode SK2 latch and a DTMF latch for people with dexterity issues, a more consistent editing experience, priority channels and dual channel scans, and the ability to add, edit and delete DTMF as well as DMR contacts from the radio, and an auto zone feature that optionally adds channelized frequency tables and rules without having to program them into your code plug. For popular bands like the Australian UHF CB, International Marine and US GMRS, FRS, MURS, the NOAA and the RAIL, and the UK PMR 446 frequency bands. The GD77S, the model without the keypad, now has a virtual keypad mode and a VFO so that many of the features previously only available on the GD77 are also now available on the GD77S model. The latest version of this firmware can be downloaded from the accessible GD77 stable link on the Blind Ham's website that can be found on the email edition of this broadcast. Now, beta versions are released frequently and can be downloaded from the beta test accessible GD77 link at the same site. Joseph is very responsive to new ideas, added features, and fixing bugs. And for more information, you can contact him at email josephstephen, all one word, at skymesh.com.au. And that's 73 from Joe Stephen, who is VK7 Juliet Sierra. And AR promotion. Amateurs appearing in unlikely locations. There is a series of innovative television advertisements for the Tasmanian building and construction industry that feature Sergio Guiducci projected onto a hydroelectric dam wall. Sergio is sadly silent key, however, he was a hydro engineer and an amateur radio operator, VK7SG. Sergio lived in Lansdowne Crescent, West Hobart, with a high tower and beam in his backyard. Sergio was, of course, a very big noise in the design of the Gordon system and other hydroelectric schemes. Sergio bought the house next door to him in Lansdowne Crescent, and Richard remembers VK7AZ saying that it was to avoid having to suffer complaints about TVI, hi-hi. The link to the YouTube video of the advertisement is available on the email edition of this broadcast, and that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW, and Richard, VK7RO. And contest news, the Oceania DX contest. The Oceania DX phone contest happened last weekend, and this weekend with the Oceania DX CW contest is happening from the 9th of October from 0600 UTC to the 10th of October at 0600 UTC. For more information, take a look at the website. There are multipliers for each prefixed in Oceania and also different points for each band, creating opportunities for high scores for a few contacts. This is also a great opportunity to increase your DXCC country contact list, as all the stations have their beams pointed to Oceania. Don't forget to put in your log for the contest you enter. 73 from Catherine, VK7JH. And news from the Northwest, the NWTARC Sheffield outing. Now, last weekend, five club members and their families enjoyed a trip to Sheffield to the Redwater Creek Steam Railway for a barbecue lunch, train ride and get-together. The addition of family members made a nice day of it, and the added families made a nice gathering, all appearing to have enjoyed the trip and the lunch. The driver for the day was VK7GS Graham, who also gave us a guided tour of the big steam engines and told us their history, which was interesting and answered our questions. Also about the place, doing other jobs, we got to say hello to Ross, VK7ALH. Following, some of us went to see Mr. Alan Bray's commercial radio collection, and we were not disappointed with what was there. The fun part being confusing instructions onto the directions, which gave us a ride to the foot of Mount Roland and back, just to go to the opposite end of town and try again. In all, a nice day, a very impressive radio collection, and just a little sprinkle of rain that didn't harm us. This item was being sent to me in the absence of news officer Eric, VK7EV, who was supposed to be with us for the day but is a guest of the Burnie Hospital for a while whilst he recuperates. And we wish him best wishes and good recovery and hoping you are home again now. 73 from Sherl, VK7HSC. And JOTA call for volunteers. The club is operating two JOTA stations at the Scout Camp at Patton Park near North Motton and the Sprayton Scout Hall in Sprayton on Saturday, the 16th of October. Unfortunately, we are short a few volunteers and was wondering if there are any amateurs able to assist. We need one operator from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Sprayton, and it will be a 2.70 centimetre with all equipment supplied. At Patton Park, it would be great to have two extra volunteers from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. with all equipment supplied. And at this stage, we will have 2 metres and 70 centimetres, but HF if we have more amateurs attend. We have a HF radio on site, a tri-beam HF beam, and an off-centre fed dipole. There has also been a request to operate the site on Saturday night if there are people available, and this can be a 2-metre, 70-centimetre and or HF operation. If available, please contact Eric, VK7EV, on email, ericvdneut1@bigpond.com, or mobile 0418 572 183. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the JOTA coordinator. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And news from the north, the SOTA WWFF Parks Group, the Summits on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group, is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. And my goodness, we're nearly halfway through the month of October. How time flies. Yesterday, Saturday the 9th, NTARC held its October general meeting, and I will be able to provide you all with a report next week. But in the meantime, I hand over to Idris, VK7ZIR, to provide you with a summary of events of the Club Tech Night that was held last Wednesday the 6th. And I quote, Peter VK7KPC was an early starter tonight, working away in the radio shack after lighting the fire and getting the urns going. Peter was also in full preparation mode for the up-and-coming JOTA and JOTI next weekend and was fine-tuning his EchoLink equipment in readiness. Also on his agenda was completing the fault finding on our antenna matcher, which, if you remember, had the collie wobbles in the metering department and still a work in progress, but getting closer. Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, attended for a while, taking a break from his slow Morse instruction role, and it was good to see him that evening. Meanwhile, Ross, VK7 ALH, staggered in with his Heathkit HW101's SSB transceiver and a lovely example of the mark in the process of being restored. Ross took us through his activities with his radios, which has a complement of 20 valves or tubes if you're from the east side of the Atlantic. He has made some modifications to enhance the performance, thanks Ross. Idris VK7ZIR had some treasures recovered during a spot of dumpster diving at the back of the local education institution. They consisted of some old electrical measurement equipment, namely a polyphase watt meter and a power factor meter, both in relatively good condition, but judging by the layer of dust and their age, have probably been the victims of not being used for some time, and therefore no longer required. Also retrieved were some examples of microwave components in the form of flexible waveguide with dry gas injection points. Well scored, Idris. Some repurposing maybe. Much discussion was had for organising the radio equipment for Jota, testing antenna and working out what would go where in the club rooms and hall and the order in which the activities would occur to comply with our current COVID procedures. Everybody was kept fairly busy through the evening, and the time passed quickly. That's all for now. 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR. And thank you to Idris for the update. Sounds like another good night out for all. The following item of interest is from Peter Dodd, VK7KPC, in his capacity as Project Commissioner, Radio and Electronics, Scouts Tasmania. And Peter says, on behalf of Scouts Tasmania, I would like to thank my fellow amateurs who are donating their time and, in some cases, equipment for the up-and-coming Jota and Jotai weekend. Huonville and Cygnet Scouts are planning to be on air noon till noon over the weekend with the homegrown youth members licensed operators. And amateurs from the northwest have been doing upgrade work at the Patton Park Scout Camp and should be on air from there at and Sprayton. NTARC will be on air from noon till late on Saturday and on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Also fairly hot off the press, Huonville Scouts Lakia using her call sign VK7LJB, assisted by Ava, who is still waiting for her call sign to be granted, won the top-scoring Foundation Licensed ALARA member trophy in the recent ALARA contest. The VK7HSD station operated by the boys also received an honourable mention. Thanks to Michael, VK7MRS, for encouraging these scouts to get their licence and to participate in the contest. Again, thank you. 73 from Peter, VK7KPC. And on behalf of NTARC, we also extend our congratulations to Huonville Scouts and also to Michael for his ongoing encouragement of these scouts and generally assisting them to achieve their goals in the field of amateur radio. Upcoming events, Tech Night and TechNet. Wednesday the 13th of October, TestNet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. until 7:30, and TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Jota and Joti 2021 takes place from the 15th to the 17th of October. Setting up will happen in the afternoon after coffee session Friday the 15th, and Peter has lined up a number of events that will be taking place at the Rochalie Scout Hall commencing on Saturday the 16th at noon and will run through until 8 p.m. with the possibility of the venturers attending after 8 p.m. Sunday the 17th of October, we'll see groups arriving from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and plan is they will visit for about 2 hours, and the breakdown will see them spend half an hour utilising radio. This will be followed by half an hour on the internet and a further half an hour outside locating those elusive foxes. Some Skype and Joti TV will be thrown into the mix, plus 10 minutes being allowed for cleaning up between activities. Also on offer will be how to make a Morse code trainer, and this activity does not require any soldering, so hopefully the first aid kit won't be opened. If anyone can assist with Saturday and Sunday, Peter would love to hear from you, and he can be contacted by email at dodd.pc@bigpond.com or on mobile 0408 805 086. Tech Night, Wednesday the 20th of October at the Intark Clubrooms, 19:30 hours until whenever. Future events. Plenty of notice this time. Intark will be holding a Christmas dinner on Wednesday the 15th of December. The venue is the Mowbray Hotel. Meeting time is 6 p.m. The tables have been booked under the name of Intark and menu is a la carte and there is plenty of parking at the rear. Please RSVP to the secretary at either of these addresses, news@intark.net or ypmaxwell, all one word, at bigpond.com, or jot your name down on the sheet next to the sign in register on the Wednesday night session or the coffee mornings. We will need to confirm final numbers with the hotel on Tuesday the 14th of December, so please ensure you get your name on the list before that date. A number of members have already advised notice of attending, obviously eager for another night out. Coffee mornings, currently held every Friday in the Intark Clubrooms. Catch-up time is 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee sessions represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, and we currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in, check the QSL box, and join us for a cuppa and a chat. Just a friendly reminder, please demonstrate your appreciation of all that goes on within the club, its facilities and other services we provide, especially in these abnormal and very trying times. Enjoying the company, coffee, biscuits and cake by leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, news@intark.net. All items to be received no later than 1700 on Friday prior to the broadcast, and your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We'll bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning, 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the Secretary of Intark Inc. And you are listening to VK7 A Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And news from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, and the Reist Amateur Radio Open Day. Do you have an interest in electronics, radio or technology? Come learn and have fun. The Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania will be holding a public open day on Saturday, the October the 16th, 2021, up on top of the Queen's Domain. Amateur radio or ham radio is a popular hobby and service that brings people, electronics and communication together. People use ham radio to talk across town, across the world or even into space, all without the internet or cell phones. It's fun, social, educational and can be a lifeline during times of need. There will be lots going on in and around the Reist Clubrooms and we have a lot of different activities for everyone. Learn how to become a radio amateur. Reist runs regular courses up on the Queen's Domain. We'll have displays from Alara, Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet, Wison Tasmania South Emergency and Portable Comms and Communications, Microwave and Moon Bouts, ADS-B and Aircraft Tracking, Outdoor Summits and Silos on the Air, Optical and Morse Communicators, Digital Amateur Television, Amateur Radio Training and Assessment, Tasmanian Maritime Radio Museum and Operation, and much more. And there will be many other general displays and interests and fascinating things that amateurs get up to, as well as a sausage sizzle with onion. Coffee and cake will also be available on the day. Who could pass up an opportunity like that? Please share this event with your friends, family, and anyone who would be interested in learning about all things electronic, technology, or radio. The day runs from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. up on the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. See you there, 73 from the Reist Committee. And our October presentation, Military Radios and Antennas. It was standing room only presentation from Peter, Kim, and Dennis last Sunday. Peter, VK7KPC started with an FSE58 section radio from Germany with helmet antenna. It's crystal locked, mode is FM and runs at 24 volts. Batteries are 4x6 volt NiCad batteries, and Peter shared the Italian schematics with the audience, and this radio is a Cold War era radio. We then went across the channel with the Klansman PRC50 VHF section radio. Comes with handset or headset, flexible and rigid antennas, and is currently on the local 6 meter repeater transmit frequency. There's a whisper function, a low audio level and power, 14 volt NiCad or C-cell battery packs, and Peter then showed a Klansman PRC351-352 VHF man pack with carrying frame, NiCad battery pack, either 4 or 20 watts with remote antenna, similar function to the PRC50, and it comes with a hand generator and can link to a vehicle or remote operation. There was also ground spikes antenna demonstrated. We then went to a PRC320 HF man pack. Similar batteries and functions to the PRC351, has a built-in ATU, comes with a leg Morse key, it's 5 or 30 watt power settings with many antenna options, wire antenna with tunable counterpoise, elements with metric distances and frequency tags on the wire, and there was also a carry backpack and is the only on USB. However, there are modifications available on the net. We then went over to Kim, VK7KB, with the Australian AWA A510, which is a 1940s-50s AMCW-HF valve set with two boxes on your hips with interconnecting cables. It's crystal locked with four crystals, handset or headset, little toolkit, light communicator, many dipole antennas. Over then to the 1960s Raykel Squad Cow Man Pack in a plastic case that actually floats. It comes with a handset, 5 watts, HF, AM, CW and SSB, and was one of the early man packs from the UK. The next man pack is a 1970s Raykel Sencow 30 with synthesized operation, decade dials to set the frequency, similar functionality to the squad call, and was a very popular radio. There were many antenna options and some with built-in ATUs, NiCad battery pack that screws on the base of the radio, and that came from the Royal Australian Air Force. We then move to more modern radios, the QMAC HF90 HF radio. We're talking 1990s to 2000s. And these were built as a system, much like earlier radios, with a set of antennas, batteries, tuners, 12 or 28 operation volt operation, and actually capacitively coupled to the person carrying the radio for connection to ground. Kim then moved to an American General Dynamics GRC-106 mobile radio with a RTTY terminal optional, 400 watts of power, receiver, exciter, the fully synthesized HF radio, and Kim pointed out that the use of surface connectors with no pins. It was known as a rat rig by the Americans, runs on 24 to 28 volts and built in the late 1960s, early 70s. Dennis Jackson then showed us a backup radio from the boat Marana. This was a 1939 AWA WS101X military valve radio featuring a door at the base of the radio that opens up to access all of the 8 valves, low HF frequencies and built-in Morse key. There was an accompanying power supply converter and vibrator DC to DC converter and battery box. Dennis then moved to the 1945 122 set, and this was a transportable radio with separate vibrator power unit. It has two bands, 2 to 4 and 4 to 8 megs, and the transmitter could be either crystal locked or VFO controlled. We then moved to the Domain compound for a demo of some of the accompanying antennas by Peter and Kim, and there was an accompanying video showing high-resolution photos in each radio and video of Peter, VK7KPC, talking about some of the military radios. A huge thank you to Peter, Kim and Dennis for showing us their collection of radios, and that's 73 from the Reese Committee. And November presentation, digital hotspots. Reese's November presentation will be about digital voice hotspots with a focus on the PiStar and OpenSpot 3. And a huge thank you to our resident DV hotspot expert, Scott, VK7HSE, who's given us, who has agreed to give us the presentation. All you need is a hotspot and internet connection, and you can use your DV handheld anywhere and get to your favourite talk groups on your favourite DV mode, DMR, D-Star, Fusion or P25. They are particularly good in aged care facilities where you can set one up and be able to operate amateur radio without having to find space for large antennas. Happening on Wednesday, the 3rd of November from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubroom. See you there, 73 from the Reese Committee. And training and assessment. Congratulations, Peter Sweetlove and Daniel Zeller, who recently passed the foundation licence assessments. REIST's next foundation licence course and all assessment day is on the Saturday, the 27th of November, 2021, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the REIST Learning Organiser, know ASAP that you'll be coming along by phoning 0417 391 607 or emailing assessor@reist.asn.au. And check out the REIST Foundation Licence training videos that can be found on the REIST YouTube training and assessment playlist. And also check out the REIST Facebook events for further details. And that's 73 from Reg VK7KK. DATV, Experimenters Nights. And we started with Ben, VK7BEN, showing his recent Kickstarter purchase of a Storm 2 power pack. This is a 100-watt pass-through power pack, which can be taken on the plane as luggage. It can supply from 3.3 volts to 25.2 volts DC out. It comes with two USB-C connectors. And we showed the energy control operating system on the small OLED colour screen. Thanks, Ben. Richard, VK7ZBX, then showed off his very impressive first place in the six-hour phone section of the John Moyle Memorial Field Day Contest. Thanks, Richard. We then discussed last weekend's Oceania DX phone contest and participation, and we showed VK5PAS's website and the many contacts he made on 20 metres around the world. Thanks, Paul. Justin then showed the 3.4 gig panel antenna from the Geelong Amateur Radio Club conversion project, and they are basically a 300 millimetre square phased array of PCB patch antennas. We then showed the latest from the Pawsey Supercomputing Centre and also the Tapper Whisper Raspberry Pi transmitter. And this is a simple circuit and a low-pass filter with the RF and Whisper being generated on the Raspberry Pi. We finished the night with a reminder, and there is a recording available of the night and the REIST YouTube channel. And this week in the DATV Experimenters Night, we'll focus on Resonance, a review of the latest Low Key magazine, 3.4 gig experimentation, and much more. So we see you at the Queen's Domain, 7:30 p.m. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming month. And events, Jota and Jyoti 2021, 15th to the 17th of October, worldwide, REIST 16th of October, Open Day, Queen's Domain Clubrooms, REIST the 3rd of November, Digital Hotspot Presentation with VK7 HSE, Queen's Domain Clubrooms from 7:30 p.m, NTARC 15th of December, Christmas Dinner at the Marlborough Hotel from 6 p.m, let the secretary know if you're coming along. And a reminder for those people rostered for next week's broadcast, Newsreader VK7 TW, Repeaters REIST NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to the NWT ARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC, 160 metres, VK7GS, 80 metres, VK7JGD, 40 metres, VK7DG, 20 metres, VK7TPE and 10 metres, VK7VKT and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear the broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. And a huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73 from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.